Track 9, Yeses and Shoulds. On the last track, we discussed the four techniques of doing it, delegating it, throwing it away, and questioning it to assist with your drain of energy related to holiday letdown and depression. On this track, we will discuss yeses and shoulds and what stops you from saying no. Do you feel you have your after-holiday letdown and depression due to the fact that you feel very committed, overwhelmed, as we mentioned on a previous track, and overstressed? Where do you spend your time? If you were to make a list of your daily activities, is the underlying message that you feel that you have no choices about how you use your time? That might be the first area to analyze. We all have choices. Some of these choices are very difficult. Time is finite. Obviously, you only get a certain amount of time. One of the best ways to see whether your schedule reflects your priorities is to write on a sheet of paper the details of a typical week schedule. If you're feeling overwhelmed by the after-Christmas backlash, make a list of the 24 hours in your day. For example, 7 hours for sleep, 12 hours to work, 4 hours for life maintenance like eating, cleaning, shopping, which leaves you with 1 hour of time for yourself and your family. With a schedule like this, weekends become a catch-all for the necessities of life, such as laundry, getting your car fixed or computer repaired, shopping, and other personal tasks. Now that you have written down your schedule and defined your current priorities, you're ready to reevaluate the list. Using your current priority list, answer the following questions. What's most important to you at this time in your life? Your children, your grades, keeping your job? Where would you like to spend most of your time? Enjoying your children? If you could do anything you wanted without restrictions, what would that be? Pick a hobby? Are there areas that need your attention, like your health, a relationship, work, or financial concerns? Is there a secret dream or desire that keeps getting put on the back burner that you'd like to devote more time to? If so, what is it? What needs less attention? Work? More attention? Relationship with your significant others? Once you've had a chance to define what's important to you, you're ready to create an absolute yes list. This is a new list of priorities that will inspire you to use your gift of time differently. Forget about the shoulds and focus on the wants. This is your life. Choose priorities that are personally important to you. Make a list with at least 5 categories that need changing in your life, such as self-care, relationships with a certain family member, self-imposed deadlines, school, housekeeping chores, and so on. After listing your new priorities in descending order, expand on each priority and think of ways to improve that area of your life. How will you bring your priorities into your daily life? For example, if self-care is on your list as an absolute yes, look for ways to include self-care in everyday tasks or events like spending quiet time with yourself, daily meditation or exercise, or maybe buying a particularly nice toothbrush or brush for your hair or bath oil. Let your absolute yes list remind you of what's important, what you really want. Not what you should, but what you really want. When you know what you want, your focus becomes clearer. You are able to honor your priorities. Once you've determined what you want to say yes to, the ability to say no becomes an important muscle to build. An inability to use this muscle to say no is the main obstacle that prevents most people from living the lives they want. This is a way your absolute yes list must be filled with things that are truly important to you. When your priorities are compelling, it's a great motivator to just say no. Over the next week, keep track of how many times you agree to do something that is not a true yes. Notice how you regret a commitment you've already made, like agreeing to go to a school event that you'd rather not attend. Mark the number of times in your appointment booklet and total them up at the end of the week. Now look at the number. Are you surprised? Saying yes to things that are not a priority for you rob your time, and time is a precious gift. And it's one that may contribute to your holiday letdown and depression, feeling like you just don't have enough time by focusing in on the shoulds rather than the wants and the ability to say no. What stops you from saying no? Common responses to this question are statements like, if I say no, I'll disappoint others. If I say no, then I'll have to deal with the reactions of others. I'm afraid of rocking the boat. Or how about this one? If I say no, I'll regret it later and people won't like me. Or maybe they'll stop asking me. If I say no, it may have serious consequences. Someone may end their relationship with me. Another reason for saying no is it's just easier in the short term to say yes. Here's the key of this entire track. The common denominator in all of these statements in an inability to say no is F-E-A-R, fear. Saying no brings up a fear of disappointment or hurting others, missing appointments, and making mistakes. By saying no means saying yes to you. Use your absolute yes list as a guide. Don't let the fear of saying no prevent you from living the life you want. You could say no to someone or something knowing that there would be absolutely no hard feelings or negative consequences. Who or what would you say no to? Is there a project you would like to give up, a relationship you would like to end, a date you would like to break? Answering this question as to why you do not say no reveals your true motivation behind those commitments you make now but regret later. You may be more afraid of rocking the boat than honoring your priorities. Now, make a list of 5 things you'd like to say no to. You may have things on them like, I want to say no to watching my sister's kids every Sunday. I want to say no to cooking dinner every night. Or I want to say no to having lunch with my mother every Thursday. Start with the first no on your list and take action. It's okay to say no or to change your mind, especially when you feel overwhelmed, pressed for time, and are in the doldrums of holiday depression and letdown. They may feel disappointed or angry, but it doesn't make your decision to say no the wrong one. Let me repeat that sentence again. They may feel disappointed or angry, but it doesn't make your decision to say no the wrong one. There will be moments when creating a high-quality life will require you to disappoint others. Start making commitments that work for you. If you think you can finish a project in a week, say you'll need 2 and deliver it early. Instead of using deadlines to motivate you, let a relaxed pace allow you to enjoy the process. This gives you room to breathe and helps you build a reputation as someone who keeps his or her word. On this track, we have discussed yeses and shoulds and what stops you from saying no. On the next track, we will talk about the money trap, part 1. Question 9. What is a common denominator in saying no?